Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar daily to observe the quiet time before God. Listen to the prayers, receive it with faith, engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then go to or join us for the prayer hub via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok platforms. All are the Real Femi Emmanuel. Time daily is 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. TPGF members and listeners in other climes with a different time zone from here. If you can join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m., good. Please do so. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, listen first to this audio Turning Point. Then click on our YouTube and Facebook to engage the prayer hub for the day. TPGF and listeners that have subscribed to our YouTube or liked our Facebook, listen to our radio broadcast daily uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook. That means you receive three ministrations from this commission daily. First, on your phone, as you are currently doing now, video ministration on prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m., and the radio podcast. Enjoy the three daily. You will be so transformed. Welcome also to Friday, the 28th day in March. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic impartational blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Welcome to your weekend of signs and wonders. This shall be a testimony-filled weekend for you and your family. Who is this? You are broke financially. You have bills you cannot pay, programs, projects, and assignments to carry out, but there is a money challenge. Do this. Take any material around you there that connects to money. It could be your ATM card, your credit or debit card. It could be your checkbook, your invoice booklet, or a currency note that you can find. Look for something connected to money. Hold it close to your chest and let me pray. May the power that brought money out of the mouth of a fish and water from the rock of flint bring you money miraculously today from likely and unlikely sources, from likely and unlikely persons. Money will come for you. Touch or hold your phone. I prophesy, receive a lot of good money into your account. May someone remember you now to pay the money they owe you, order or come to buy your products, or just be led to credit your account. You will testify here within the next few hours. Everyone traveling out of the city, your city this weekend, for a function, a program, or a ceremony, receive journey mercies. Go in peace and return in joy. If you are driving yourself or your own car, do a quick check on your car, the tire, the battery, the radiator, etc. It is well. Say amen. If this is for you, if it's directly for you, God shall turn all your concerns to testimonies. Concerns, I'm hearing concerns to testimonies. Spiritual concern, physical, health concern, financial, family or career, job or whatever. Your burdens and your concerns shall be turned to testimonies. God shall intervene. March 20, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. Birthday gift, special birthday gift from God and from good people shall flow to you for this your birthday. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, we have just today till Sunday for testimony sharing. By Monday, we shall come back to teachings, to counseling and mentoring. Meanwhile, be connecting to these testimonies. First one today. Good morning, Daddy. My testimonies are as follows. I want to thank God for helping my little baby to walk and also talk. I want to thank God for his peace that now reigns in my family. I also want to thank God for his successful Mother's Sunday celebration. Lastly, I want to thank God for the high patronage I enjoy in my shop these days. To him alone be all the glory. Wow, high patronage. All shop owners and business people, you will enjoy high patronage. Another testifier, the anointing for lost and found located me. My reading glasses, which I lost Sunday 8th March, was found on Sunday the 15th. I'm overwhelmed with joy and truly grateful. Thanks be to God. I'm also overjoyed that God has added another year to the lives of my children. To God be all the glory. Wow. Lost and found. Another testimony here. I have been praying for salary increase and even approached my employer but was told to give more time for it to be sustainable. But lo and behold, I started receiving regular stipend for official duties, which have more than made up for it. I requested for support to change my phone when it got faulty last year, but it didn't come. I replaced it myself and forgot about the request, only to receive it this week. It was such a pleasant surprise. I have been praying for a better source of income for my husband as the economy is becoming tougher, and God opened a new door for him recently. Good health that I have always prayed for my family. The Lord has never wavered. None of us have been hospitalized in years. Even my mother in her 70s and my in-laws are all enjoying good health. It can only be God. I give you sincere thanks and I'm mindful of you, my dear Lord. Wow. Long one, but good. Somebody said, I've been very rich as in coverless since months now. But after Daddy's alert upon alert prayers yesterday, 16th March, the Lord blessed me with 110,000 naira. I'm so happy. Thank you, Jesus. Tithe already paid. Get ready for more. Good morning, sir. I'm of the view that the person that testified today that some money was credited into his or her account, which source he or she could not trace, she should first confirm with his or her bankers about the genuineness of such transfer before celebrating it. This is because it could be an error which will eventually be traced and a refund demanded, or worse still, a malicious transfer that can implicate him or her. That's true. That's a great advice. Thank you. Another person. Praise God and good evening, my big daddy. I'm so grateful to God for his love towards my family. I was blessed with a car by my husband and so many beautiful things from my husband that he helped me pray for more blessings for his life. Wow. God bless your husband. Few days ago, I asked all husbands to check their wife's phone if it's substandard or if she's requesting for a new phone. Please change her phone, buy it for her. Wives whose husbands are responding, let me know and give me your husband's name so that I can pray for them. God bless all husbands. Another person, I return to give all the glory to God. May his name be praised forever. I received my healing last week Thursday on the Prayer Mountain Healing Service. It's a miracle. All pains gone. I can do most things now, unlike before. Daddy, please pray for my healings to be permanent. It shall be permanent. Another person is here. He said, my right flank was maliciously healed after many years of pain. My many tests relating to my kidneys were done, but they did not see anything. But the severe pain still persisted until God used his servant to pray for me. After mentioning my case, my right shoulder pain of several years was also healed on this altar. God miraculously provided us huge fund few days to our daughter's wedding after losing hope of getting fund. After Daddy's prayer on this fire altar, he removed our shame at the last minute. Thanksgiving seed has been sent to the commission's account, paying Thanksgiving fund for other expectations, especially for twins' conscriptions of our daughter and others. Thank God for hearing and answering our prayers. Wow. Long one, but good. Good morning, Daddy and my beloved TPH family. I want to thank God for releasing our international passport to U.S. After applying for over 6 months, we were told they couldn't find it here in United Kingdom. Glory be to God. It has been delivered to us today, 18th February. Wow. Another testifier. I testify to the glory of God for financial blessings. Since menstruation flow after 3 months, journey messages for my family, tithe pay to the commission, GTB, and Zenith account. More unction to function, Daddy. Wow. Testimonies are just flowing in. You will be the next testifier. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is our Holy Communion service online, both on WhatsApp and on prayer hall, prepare for it. The book, All From the Valley, The Story of My Life, has been reprinted. It has been out of stock for a while. Many people have been waiting to have their own copies. Now it's available. Send a chat or an SMS to our book officer, Buki, on +234 805 6434 758. She will direct you and guide you to own your own copies. Everyone needs to read that book, My Autobiography. We are registering new members and re-registering old members that are no longer receiving their turning point. The procedure is the same. Save this number on your WhatsApp line, +234 815 844 888. Then send a WhatsApp message, or please register me to the same number you just saved up. Procedure shall be sent to you. Follow the procedure. You'll be registered or re-registered. And then you will also be told how to subscribe to our YouTube there. Weekend is a good time to pay your tithe, sow your seed, and make the other sacrifice you are led to make. See 3333 for the third month is still on. Amazing. People are doing this 333. Please do yours. And the 5K sacrifice for business, career, increase, and expansion. People are still doing it. It's still on. No closing date. Do as you feel led to do. This every seed we sow has a voice before God. Your seed will speak for you. I prophesy daily lifting, daily grace, daily favor in Jesus' name. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great weekend. Bye.